I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. There are literally a dozen major news stories out today that normally in this space I would try to research, dissect, list arguments on both sides, and try to figure out if any of it makes sense. I can't do that today. So instead, I'm thinking I'll present something that was said to me at a holiday party over the weekend. It was said by a very intelligent old friend whom I hadn't seen for a couple of years. She said, "Why are you doing that podcast? Just ignore Trump. He just wants the attention." She obviously is not fond of the president, even a little bit. So jumping off from there, I'm going to briefly present a case of issues in a blizzard of information. Whether you agree with the administration or not, I shall ask the question, are these issues something we can afford to ignore? Number one, the president has made a speech on the economy in which he blamed immigrants for suffering, while at the same time saying the economy was better than it ever has been, in part because of his tariffs. He spent time mocking the term affordability in saying Americans are doing better than they've ever done. The so-called economy speech came a day before the Fed made its decision on prime interest rates, and a day after he claimed, without evidence, that four members of the central bank's board may not have been legally appointed. A federal judge has ruled the administration must end its deployment of California National Guard troops in Los Angeles. It will no doubt be appealed. A federal judge has granted the Justice Department's request to unseal grand jury investigation files regarding Jeffrey Epstein. Denmark's military intelligence service has raised concerns for the first time about shifts in U.S. policy. It says it's concerned about its safety and U.S.-America first choices. The leaders of France, U.K., and Germany have spoken with President Trump about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. They say they hope conversations can continue in order to gain lasting peace. And it comes at the same time Mr. Trump, in a Politico interview, said Europe is decaying. The administration says it has granted permission for NVIDIA to sell its second most powerful chip to China. Representative Haley Stevens, Democrat from Michigan, has filed articles of impeachment against Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., saying he's undermining public health and diminishing decades of scientific and medical progress. And the Republican chairman of the House Armed Services Committee says he will end the inquiry into the U.S. military strike that killed two survivors of an attack on their alleged drug smuggling vessel. And this comes after the New York Times report about the conundrum faced by the Pentagon after earlier attacks on boats left survivors that were picked up by U.S. military. They didn't know where to take or put them. They ended up sending them to El Salvador to keep them away from American courts. Which raises the question, was it just easier to kill the last two than let their stories play out in the U.S. justice system? So that's enough. Getting back to my friend's statement about just ignoring Trump because he wants attention. Some questions. She, not being a Trump fan in the very least, is understandably upset by current events every day. It's easy to see why she would be depressed, but is burying her head in the sand the right approach? Could she pull it out one day just to find a very different republic? Democrats, on the whole, have done that. Has it worked? Should she march in the No King's Day events? Do they do any good? Has Donald Trump reached a point now where he can no longer be ignored? So from my perspective, and granted I've been a journalist for a long time, it's kind of what I do, I feel we all need to at least be aware of what's going on, whether you agree with a president or not, to give up, whether Trump is mentioned in the stories or not, is giving up on at least understanding of the workings of our great republic. Can we afford to ignore these issues? Any of this make sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.